opera is important not only as just as a thread to the past, but it's also just a great part of a city's cultural life. You know, no city is great, I don't think, without a great opera company.
As you know, it's been a tough economy, and exploring new ideas for keeping Seattle Opera in the black and out of the red.
We do a lot of great opera. The goal is that we'll be able to be more efficient at making great opera.
So take us back 6 months or so. What are some of the pain points that you have in your organization?
I work in the development, the fundraising department. We have a lot of turnover, and we have a pretty messy file-keeping system, basically, on the computer. So when people leave, the trail of the work that they've done is pretty hard to follow.
Tell us more about the H drive.
Ah, oh, the H drive. The place where files go to die. No. Each department manages their department share in their own way.
We have, I think, 5,000 folders.
That's a lot of folders.
Yeah.
We have a database that our costume shop keeps of minute measurements of each person's body, so detailed measurements of different artists.
We don't want that getting out.
There's probably at least a dozen important calendars at the opera that don't overlay or communicate to one another.
Within the company, there are also other calendars that we need to conform with: the production calendar for each main stage show, marketing calendars, development calendars, and we all integrate. And so in one day, I'll look at six different calendars.
We'll create them in Word. We've got a few that are in Excel, like in education, where they have the macros that create all the color coding and all of that as well. So it's kind of hard to marry those together.
How do departments share that information now?
Shared folder on the H drive.
It all comes back to the H drive.
It's a bit of a monster.
We got our executive buy-in. They're chomping at the bit to get SharePoint up and rolling.
So what departments are you starting with?
We're starting with the finance, facilities, IT. We figured that we'd start with groups that are more service-oriented as far as the rest of the company, to kind of help people get their feet wet, so to speak.
I think there's some work to do with getting people to visualize what SharePoint even is. It took me a while, and I've been in some of the meetings. You know, I've been hearing, when we get SharePoint, for a long time. Yeah. It's just starting to get clear to me. And I think people will have a hurdle of, is this going to take more work? In order to, you know, every time I want to create a document, store it, you know, am I going to have to go through extra steps? But, you know, if they can visualize the long-term benefit of it, I think hopefully we can take on the investment right now for it.
So what materials are you using to get those people prepared?
Well, I usually download things off of the Office site on Microsoft's website. That's usually the starting point because it's professionally done.
Great.
And I don't have to recreate.
One thing that occurred to me about this is not just the file management, but as a communication tool. 15 people in our department, but we only pull off one or two full department meetings a month. Our director of development, she wants to be able to write, say, like a Monday memo to the whole department. First thing, when they turn on their computer, the homepage pops up. Our development department, you know, Monday message to everybody. I just like the feeling that it's our homepage, it's our, you know, our common ground.
If the H drive were an opera, what opera would it be?
Mm. Well, there would have to be a lot of extras who don't do anything.
Maybe Salome. Mm. Something that involves a severed head.
Okay.
Something Wagner-esque. That's what we do.
It has to be Wagner because it's huge. Right.
Yes. Excellent.
It's huge and it costs a lot of money.
I have a lot personally invested in this, and that it's going to reflect back on me if it horribly fails. And my hope is that it's going to be a great tool that everybody will be able to use. But there's always that little nagging thing in the back of your mind that, you know, you're going to deploy it and it's just going to go burning down and it's going to be horrible.